Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Employers, simplify your pension scheme with a Zurich Master Trust. Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie.
Well, as electric vehicles and plug-in hybrids become more and more popular and increase their market share, the debate around charging infrastructure and range anxiety continues. But thankfully, several academics have come together to solve the issues by identifying the best locations for community electric vehicle charging points. Dr. Brian Caulfield from the School of Engineering in Trinity College was one of the academics behind the research. He joins me now. Brian Caulfield, good evening to you.
Good evening.
So what prompted you to carry this out? Is this the people's doubts about signing up to an electric vehicle because of range anxiety? Is that why you signed up to it?
So we did the research basically to look at the constraints around transferring all of our cars over to electric cars. And there are these big, you know, targets set out by government constantly in this area. So we wanted to look at some of the, you know, the constraints around it. One of the constraints is, where are these cars going to charge? And that's what we looked at in Dublin. We looked at lampposts, we looked at population density, we looked at public car parks, private car parks, to see where we could have all of these charging units. We did come up with, by 2030, we could have, you know, over 3,000 of these locations. But the number of charging points we need will be vastly higher than that by 2030.
So you think the sale of vehicles will only go in one direction, but could adaptation to electric vehicles be made swifter by implementing some of the things you looked at?
I think so. I suppose it's a chicken and egg situation, and we realise now that we need to have the charging infrastructure out there quicker. By 2025 in Dublin, we could have almost 50,000 electric vehicles. And at the moment, we've only got about over 400 public charging points. And that's not going to cut the mustard in terms of people being able to charge. Government recently said, and SEII recently said, that 80% of people would charge their cars at home. And that's nationally, that's probably the figure. But in Dublin, it's probably going to be closer to about 60%, because the vast majority of people that live in our city don't have a driveway. So we need to come up with alternatives. And I suppose that's what we looked at.
And when you're talking about those 400 points, charging points around Dublin, are you looking at, are they quick, or are they slower ones that might be provided in car parks where vehicles might have to be left plugged in for longer?
It's both. It's a mixture of both. The faster ones are probably more of what we need, but it is a mixture of both, these 400 across Dublin, which is nowhere near enough. We've got about 12,500 EVs currently in Dublin, and that number is only going to get higher. So we need more of these charging points. And as I said, Dublin is constrained by its size, and with that, we'll need to come up with clever alternatives to get people to charge.
And what are the barriers to installing? Like, do you need any form of planning to do it? What kind of, you know, digging up of streets is required for the installation? Or what was the easiest form of charging point your research identified?
Well, I suppose outside of the research, the easiest thing to do is to put a charging point into your house. And to get one of those, you need to have a driveway, obviously. But outside of that, the kind of community charging would be facilitated by, say, ESB networks, and they would put in these charging points. Or not, we haven't done them at scale yet in Dublin, is the lamppost charging. So that would be down to the local authorities. It's a matter of, you know, elected. There's a bit of, you know, civil works, and then obviously a bit of electrical engineering work to be done as well. But it's not massive. But I suppose the scale of the amount that we need to do in getting these charging points across Dublin is kind of, you know, it's similar to other things about how many houses do we need to retrofit, how many EVs do we need to sell. So, you know, the scale of the problem is huge. And I suppose a lot of the research that I focus upon is, you know, the constraints. It's all well and good saying, you know, this is what we could do, but is it feasible? And is it feasible in the time frame that's been set out?
And how quickly can a lamppost be converted into a charging point? And ideally, how far apart should they be spaced? Are you talking about, you know, how often do you need to see a charging point for the critical mass you're talking about?
So in terms of the critical mass, we did map that in relation to how long it would take. I'm not sure how long it would take to convert the lamppost to it. I'd have to consult some of my colleagues in electronic engineering about that. But in terms of the coverage of them, the network that we showed of the over 3,000 locations that they could be put in. If they were put in by 2030, I think it was about 500,000 Dubliners would be within a 5-minute walk of one. And then over 2 million would be within a 5-minute cycle of them. So that's kind of what we were looking at in terms of the network and coverage. And it's the slower charging overnight is more that we need instead of the fast charging. So slower overnight means that we're going to be using more renewables, and it's a greener product that we get at the end of the day. So if our citizens are within a 5-minute walk or cycle to these charging points, it makes it a much more feasible option.
Right. And the ones on lampposts, would they need to be put above dog height for safety reasons?
I'm sure all of those kind of things would need to be worked out so that they're, again, that they're not trip hazards, that they're not blocking footpaths. All of these types of things need to be worked out. But they're very common in other cities around the world, and it's something that we're going to need in Dublin. And we're going to need it at scale if we're going to have the number of electric vehicles that is the target sold.
And for plug-in hybrids at the moment, presumably hybrids would be more reliant on charging using their petrol engine when running than they would be on the plug-in point until we hit this critical mass, unless, of course, they're reliant solely on the driveway at home.
Exactly, yeah. So those types of vehicles, when they're in the charging points, I suppose that there could be an argument that the 100% battery electric vehicles, perhaps they should have priority at those at the moment when the hybrids can use diesel and can use petrol. But the majority of those cars, those more expensive cars, are being sold in households that have driveways. And that's what our other research that I've conducted shows, so that the need for public charging is less. And also the thing that we're seeing in Dublin at the moment is kind of not range anxiety, charger anxiety, that when you get to the charging point that you'll actually be able to use it. So I suspect somebody that's got a diesel or petrol hybrid is very unlikely to wait to charge at a public charging point.
All right. Dr. Brian Caulfield from the School of Engineering at Trinity College, thanks very much for joining us. And a listener texting in to say, I'm just back in Dublin following Easter in Clare in an electric car. Queues at every charging point. There are no way near enough chargers for the number of electric vehicles on the road. We need to move fast and be better equipped if we want to encourage more people to move to electric vehicles. We're back with the weather after this.